K Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't forget, this Friday we're going to be out in McKinney. We will be at Dent Tech.
What? There,
which is at Central and White. Dent Tech.
That's a new college out there, Dent Tech.
Yeah.
Denton Tech?
Denton Tech. We'll be out there Friday with the presentation from 3 until 7. Looking forward to going to McKinney. The Rangers and the Devil Rays, last game of the series tonight. Out at the Temple, it'll be Ryan Dreese for the Rangers, Doug Wechter, who I want to say, I'm not sure about this, maybe the Diamond Talk boys can look into this, but I want to say he was a first-round draftee of them a couple of years ago. And he will be on the mound for the Devil Rays tonight. Don't forget the Wildflower Festival comes up this Saturday. Petty Theft will be out there at 5:30 on the American Airlines stage. We would love it if you would come see the band. And tomorrow at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie, it is Guys Night Out. And it's Fight Night. Now, the fights are going to start at 6 o'clock, and I must say, we have quite a few very interesting bouts on the card this year. Everybody is going to be looking forward to the fight between Big Greg, the promotions guy, and Big Dave. Big Dave going at about what these days?
Well, they both weighed in last night on the Wild Ass Circuit.
They did? And what was Big Dave weighing in at? Do you know?
I can't remember. Here's Greg right here.
All right, here's Big Greg, one of our promotions guys.
I hate to put him on the air because he is such anthrax on the air.
And he's going to tell us on the ticket.
Because Greg had lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah, it's really noticeable.
Yes, they want to weigh us in.
All right, okay. All right. You're not out here selling stuff, okay?
Just answer the question. What did Big Dave weigh in at?
360.
And what did you weigh in at?
270.
You're down to 270?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5". Five five.
And you were at 300?
No, 295.
What has happened to you? Well, how did you get so big? You're so small, height-wise. Have you always been fat?
No.
But when did you get... You had to have been. You can't just put on, like... You should weigh, what, 150?
No, 175.
I weigh 175, and I'm like 5'11". You should weigh about...
Between 169 and 175.
How did you get so giant?
It's not that giant.
Greg, you are 5'5", almost 300. That is gargantuan for a man of your height.
I don't know. A lot of beer.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing your fine work in the ring tomorrow night.
I'm so worried.
I am too, man. I don't think losing 20 pounds is enough.
I tell you what, you come to where I work out. I guarantee you can't keep up with me. Come on in tomorrow. Before I go and fight.
Corby runs marathons.
That's fine. There's guys that run marathons and come in, and the first they throw up.
So you're not saying that you could beat Corby in a boxing match, are you?
I could. That could be the next boxing match. Easy. There's always next year. Or I'll tell you what, after I beat Big Dave, he can come in, and I'll take him on too.
Boy, you're very confident.
Well, you're taking on the persona of a boxer.
And what would make you think, looking like a tiny gnome here with a giant lard gut, make you think that you are tough?
I have confidence.
Have you ever fought?
Yes. I fought 5 years in military school.
Now, were you a bad kid growing up? That's why you had to go to military school?
Yes. Oh, dear.
So you're turning the thing around a little bit?
Yeah.
Trying to?
Yeah, I've turned around a long time ago.
Oh, you did?
I gotta tell you, I'm very worried about this because you're giving up a lot of weight, man. And it doesn't matter how tough you are.
I give up, man. I fight people bigger than me all the time.
Well, what are you talking about?
All the time. I used to fight people bigger than me all the time. I've always been a short guy, so you know. People used to talk smack. I used to always have to fight with them.
Wow.
All right, now, and we didn't have gloves.
I hope you don't get in trouble. I mean, I hope you don't get, not trouble. I hope you don't get hurt.
I won't get hurt.
What is it, Kevin?
Yeah, Greg was talking about his ideal weight. I just looked up the weight table here, and this is from the University of Michigan Health System. For a person that is 5'5", for a small frame, it's 117 to 130. A medium frame is 127 to 141. And a large frame, which Greg is 137 to 155. What'd you say your ideal weight was,
Greg? I thought 175. I could be wrong.
You're wrong.
No, you are wrong.
No, so if you were 175, you'd be 20 pounds overweight at 175.
Okay. So as of today, Greg, as we sit here talking about you fighting in a boxing match tomorrow, you are officially 220 pounds overweight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 120 pounds overweight. That is shocking. And that's why we need to have every single high-ranking official at Susquehanna Falls Craft. We need out there, whenever you sign your waiver, it needs to be notarized, stamped. We need duplicates over and over and over again just to ensure that your death doesn't cause the downfall of the station.
So have you been working out?
Yes.
I mean, training. I mean,
every day.
Now, I don't mean going in there and boxing. I'm talking about working out.
Yes, working out.
Have you been getting that heart of yours in condition?
Yes.
Reiner had an interesting question to pose about your heart. What was it?
Actually, I think it was Big Anthony's that I was posing it about.
Oh, what was it?
Just imagine how hard it has to work.
Every single beat, just a struggle. Are you going to continue to lose weight after this?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You're going to lose your usefulness to us then. Don't do that. You don't need to lose your usefulness.
Now, with your cocksure attitude, I would be inclined to say that most people are probably pulling for Big Dave. Is he as cocky as you are?
Yes, he is.
He is?
You should have heard him last night.
That's why I'm not cocky at all. I'm usually really quiet and to myself. But he's just got me really wound up.
Well, following them will be the girl fight, which we strung together. Now, we talked to our boxing girls here lately. So you've talked to them, huh?
What are they, Crystal and... is it Crystal?
Yeah, Crystal's one, and then the other one. The one who was up there last time.
It's her.
Yes.
Crystal and her.
They're ready to go, though. They're ready to rock.
We don't need an alternate here or anything like that?
Well, aren't we a little late?
Yeah, we probably are.
I mean,
but we might could bring
one
together.
Show up, we'll just throw a ticket chick in there,
or Big Greg.
So there, you talk to them, and they're all ready to go, Danny. There are going to be no shows.
Courtney,
Crystal, and Courtney. There are going to be no shows, huh?
No, not according to the promotions department. Everyone is set. Everyone's lined up. Everyone knows when they have to be out there.
Now, are there any other funny matches that we're going to have?
Well, it says something about wife swappers. What is that?
What's Dunham and Miller? What's their fight?
So did they nix the guy in the gorilla suit?
Fighting the cop?
I guess that got nixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be funny, so of course we're going to nix that. So you got an Indian fan fighting a Brewers fan. That's bad radio. We got a firefighter. Well.
Dunham.
Hey, quick endorsement for Greg the Whale. I hope he knocks the living stuffing out of Big Dave.
Hey, I'm pulling for him, too, but I don't think he's got a chance.
What is your nickname for Greg?
Huh?
What's your nickname for him?
I thought everyone called him Greg the Whale.
Well, his last name is Whale.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't call him that. I just call him Greg. He's a nice guy. And Big Dave is an ass. I hope he just beats the holy crap out of him.
Why are you attacking Big Dave? He's a good guy.
He is the biggest ass whip on earth.
No, he's not. He's a good P1. You can't say that about Big Dave.
We always talk about P1s. He's a dirty piece of crap, P1.
Whoa! I have never heard anything like that, Georgie.
He is. He's always got something ridiculous to say.
What did he ever do to you? George, are you out of town? I mean, because you sound like you've been drinking.
No. I just got off the golf course, but I heard Greg, and I just wanted to call up and tell him I support him. I hope he lays Big Dave on the mat in the first round.
What is your, what do you have against Big Dave? What has he done to you personally?
What's he ever done to you?
I think he's my nemesis, actually.
Well, maybe you should fight him.
If Greg gets knocked out, I'll hop right in there and whip his ass.
George, George, you're the man.
Georgie.
Greg, I'm never working for the hard line again. I'm working for George from now on.
Why aren't you working for us? Look, we said we're for you.
Yeah, but you know, I would never, ever, if I liked you guys at all, even if I thought that you would get your butt kicked, I would never, you know, I'd go for you, and I wouldn't down you at all.
What is he talking about? We're not downing you.
I wouldn't worry about y'all because I'd have confidence in y'all. And y'all have no confidence.
I don't want
in
you
me
to get hurt.
I won't get hurt.
I'm not going to get hurt.
We're just looking out for you, man.
I have 6 inches of padding on my head, plus my gloves.
That's called fat. That's called layers of lard.
You know what, Corby? That's all right. When I lose this, you'll always be ugly.
If you will not lose to Big Dave. He's got the biggest bag of nothing. You talk about a cow heart. That thing's liable to seize at any moment.
Well, George. So is Greg's.
Huh?
I just can't believe that George is coming on attacking a good quality P1 like Big Dave.
Thank
What's
you,
good
George
about him? And Reiner always calls, you know, a good P1 is someone like Joe Michael. And Reiner calls him the Stanford blowhard. He's nothing compared to ass-whip Dave.
This is right. Shocking.
Boy, this is shocking.
This is shocking.
This is shocking. And Joe Michael's about
him,
as sorry
Whip
as it
ass
gets, too.
Whip his ass, Greg.
Hey, who was your fight, the Dunham and Miller fight?
We got two Sean Bradley types. We got a 6'8", 200-pound guy against a 6'6", 180 guy.
Tall versus tall.
Yeah.
That would be the fight at 6'10".
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm rooting for Big Greg. I hope he just absolutely whips the ass of Big Dave.
Are you actually going to show up for this?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, with your attitude toward the P1, we were thinking you might try to get out of it.
I love every P1 in the Metroplex except Big Dave.
Wow.
I wish nothing but failure on him.
This is so shocking.
Oh, my gosh.
I even think Big Dave's friends rooted
George against Dunham.
Wow. All right.
Like Mexican Junior, I bet he's pulling for Greg the Whale.
All right. We'll see you out there tomorrow night. We'll discuss this further then.
All right. Have fun with sports.
All right. You too. There he is, Giorgio.
Have you ever heard anything coming from George like that?
Never. Never.
George Dunham.
If that doesn't get you out to fight night, I don't know what it's going to take. All right. Coming up next, another episode of What Went Wrong here on The Ticket.